I'll tell you what now. You're going to be excited about my guest here on Sharing the Victory. And he just won't go away. Do you know that Kurt Warner just will not go away? He's been in the NFL for a lot of years. He's been a two-time MVP for the National Football League. He's been a Super Bowl champion. And right now, he has been guiding the Arizona Cardinals to a tremendous season. Kurt Warner, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good to be on.
Kurt, as you really look at this season, in fact, your career, particularly at the Arizona Cardinal football team, did you expect anything like this?
Well, I mean, I think we did. You know, I think we made a lot of strides last year. You know, I've been here for 4 years now, and I could see the progress that we made last year. And, you know, although, you know, we weren't there yet, and you know, we maybe weren't an upper echelon team last year, I felt like we were making the progress, and guys were buying in, and guys were starting to put in some extra work and understand how to be a pro and how to prepare that way every day. And, you know, made some progress. We won some games down the stretch last year. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves. So we did have some high expectations coming in on what we could accomplish and what we could be as a football team. You know, so I don't think a lot of guys are surprised at where we're at right now and getting into the playoffs and making a run there. So it has been fun, and we're finally living up to some of the expectations we've had for ourselves, which is different than it's been around here for a while. So it's been an exciting year.
Kurt, talk to us about you personally. I mean, you've had a storied career in the National Football League. Your name is, I think, well-recognized with the guy that came out of the grocery store and went on to be a star quarterback of the National Football League. And a rags-to-riches story, an American dream story for so many kids and so many people around the world. But, Kurt, also, as you've gone into your later years, you've bounced around from a couple of different teams, and perhaps there were times when maybe you were feeling like maybe this thing's over. What impact will you continue to have? And as we stand here talking today, God has just launched you and continually resurrects you into a very prominent position in this league as a star quarterback at the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, what's that been like for you? And describe how you get God's sense in all of that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's obviously difficulties that go with it, because you always have, especially when you've had success, you always have this ideal of how things should work out and how they're going to, and once you make it to the top, how you're going to stay there and be in that position forever. But, you know, I've learned some valuable lessons throughout my career, and one of them is the fact that we have a chance to impact people no matter where we're at on the podium, you know, whether we're winning championships or, you know, whether we've been benched. And, you know, God showed me that a number of different times, is that it seems like everywhere I've been in my career that God lifted me up and then allowed some of that blessing from a worldly standpoint to be taken away. But what I realize is that I gain a lot of people's attention when I'm having success. But I hold their attention, and I have the greatest impact when things aren't going so good or things are taken away from that standpoint, because people get to see, okay, who is this guy? You know, a lot of people can stand up on a podium and give thanks to God or praise God or say all the right things. But it's when you're down and things aren't going so well that people get to see your real character. Wow. And that's what I've seen God do in every situation I've been in. You know, St. Louis, going to the Super Bowl podium, MVPs, whatever, and then being benched. You know, going to New York, and, you know, the year before they were 4-12. In my first 7 games as a starter, we won 5 games. We won more games than they had won the whole last year. And then by week 9, I was benched again. You know, but I had a chance to gain people's attention, even in the 1 year stint that I was there. Same thing happened here. My first year here, we led the league in passing. You know, we're number one passing offense in the league, you know, and then had that position taken away from me. And so I've seen it happen time and time again. And, you know, I related a lot. I think God has spoken to me a lot that it's similar to a situation like with Job, is that, you know, one of the things that, you know, he said about Job very early on is, he said, you know, here, try my servant Job, because I know he can be faithful. And it's through his faithfulness that he's going to have the greatest impact. And I feel like God has looked at me in that esteem and said, hey, I know what he's done with the good times. Go ahead and take that stuff away from him, because that's where he's going to have even greater impact for me, you know, by standing up, continuing to profess me and glorify me in those times. And that's what I've learned, and that's the kind of stuff that keeps me going, is that God's just waiting for another opportunity to lift me up again, you know, to show that, hey, Everybody thought I was down and out, that I couldn't do it, and those are the perfect opportunities for God to work, because then everybody knows, hey, it has nothing to do with Kurt Warner. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God doing something impressive with that life because you make it available. And those are the things that I've learned in my career, so I continue to try to just make myself available.
I tell you, that's a very profound answer, Kurt. We're talking to Kurt Warner, the outstanding quarterback with the Arizona Cardinals, having a great season. And, Kurt, as I listened to you talk, I was reminded of when I was a youngster, there was a guy named Craig Morton who was a former Dallas Cowboy quarterback and eventually got traded to the Denver Broncos. Roger Staubach took over the Cowboys. Uh-huh. And it seemed like everybody had kind of forgotten Craig Morton. But as I've read some different accounts of that whole issue with Craig Morton, he found Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, and he went on to lead the Denver Broncos to going in the Super Bowl. I mean, it was an amazing story, the whole Orange Crush team and everything else. And God had raised him up in the world of sports, I think, and everybody around the world got to hear the testimony of Craig Morton. So I love what you say. You get everybody's attention when you're having success, but you hold their attention when you're going through the trial. And I was reminded of what God tells us through the Apostle Paul in Philippians, that we're going to live a life as Christians of death, then resurrection. Death, resurrection. Yep. And it seems like that's the continual principle. Do you see that in your career as well? And do you see that in the game of life?
No question about it. You know, there's another sequence in there where Paul says, you know, I've learned how to abase and how to abound. Mm-hmm. I've learned how to live with plenty and I've learned how to live with little. And those are the things that I think life is all about. It's about learning how to be content with just Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether that's having a lot of money and whatever you want and getting worldly accolades, or whether that's not being in that position and, you know, and feeling sometimes like you're by yourself. I've learned those things, and I've come to understand that all I need is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And as long as I got him in my corner, everything's going to be just fine. And, you know, and he can use me in a powerful way. He can impact people's lives with mine in those times. And that is one of the things that I've learned throughout my career, because my career seems to be one of those things where it's all about that. You know, one time everything's going great, and the next time nothing seems to be going in my favor. Mm-hmm. But through it all, I've seen God impact people's lives. And how do you argue with that? You know, how do you argue with being benched on the football field when you know in some way, shape, or form it's going to have a lasting impact on the life of somebody else? I can't argue with those things. So I just keep pressing on, and I keep looking for God in every situation and say, hey, God, I know you're going to show up. I know you're going to be here. Just show me what you want me to do, and I'll do it for you. And inevitably, it kind of goes that way, up and down. But throughout, you know, I'm holding hands with Jesus, and I'm walking with him everywhere I go. And he's been able to have impact with it, you know, each and every time.
That's very refreshing, Kurt. We're talking to Kurt Warner, outstanding quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. Kurt, you mentioned every situation. I talked to a former great NFL Hall of Famer as a player and a coach, Raymond Berry, and he told me that when he was coaching that on third and long, he would go to the Lord. He would ask specifically, Lord, do we run? Do we throw? Is there play action? What do we do here? And I thought that was very interesting how he connected intimately with the Lord Jesus in the middle of a game. You mentioned in every situation. Are you able to do that? I mean, honestly, do you consciously think of the Lord while you're playing, while you're thinking through a particular play or in the huddle or getting ready to call a play or lead somebody out there on the field?
You know, there's moments. And that's the thing that I think, you know, we're called to is always being conscious of how God's working in every situation. You know, I can't say every time I call a play or, you know, every time I, you know, before I call it in the huddle that, you know, I'm praying or I'm asking for God's guidance. But the one thing that I've tried to do over the years is continually be aware of God in my life, continually be aware of how God wants to use me or how he wants to use a particular situation. And that's the thing that I try to share with people. You know, we're talking about praying continually, mm-hmm. You know, and those types of things. And we all say, well, how can we possibly do that? How can we pray 24 hours a day and all day long? But I think that reference there is about being conscious of God in everything. And so I'm definitely very conscious of what God wants to do with me on the football field, how he wants to use different situations throughout a game or throughout a season. And those are things that I try to stay conscious of and try to listen to the Spirit, you know, in those settings so that I can have the impact. And and respond the right way when God calls me to one of those situations.
Kurt, final question. If you were talking to a young, and there's a lot of young people listening here who love the game of football, athletes, et cetera, coaches even, if you wanted to have this running conversation with God, it may be silent, and it may be in your conscience. It's not you necessarily getting on your knees and praying in the middle of a play or whatever, but are there focal points on that football field that remind you? I remember John Hinn, a former great offensive lineman, said every time on every play, no matter which way you're facing on a football field, there's a goalpost in front of you, and that goalpost reminded him of the cross of Jesus Christ,
right.
And he dedicated that play, that next play, to going all out relentlessly for the Lord Jesus on that next play. Do you have some focal points that help you to launch it out for Jesus during the course of a ball game?
You know, I think I'm continually reminded of my career and where I've been. And I think each time I step on that football field and run onto that football field, I'm reminded of what Jesus has done in my life. My football career is kind of a microcosm of my entire life and what God's done with it. And that each time I get to step on that football field, each time I step out there and you got 60,000 people screaming for you because of what you do on the football field, those things remind me of what God's done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how God has used me, you know, in this game of football, and how he's used me in this game of life to do amazing things. So I don't have necessarily a focal point, but I'm continually reminded as I notice the blessings around me, and specifically of being back out on the football field, you know, remembering that 14 weeks ago where I wasn't even a starter for this football team, and to see what God has done week in and week out. And those are the things I think that remind me each time out there of how good God is and how amazing he's been in my life.
Well, Kurt, you know, it's just amazing how God has used you. It says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." And, you know, when I hear that, Kurt, when I read that in Scripture, I'm reminded that the creation of the game of football was designed by God sovereignly so that his invisible attributes would be clearly seen through those who play the game. And that the people who watch, all those fans who are screaming, and everybody that's observant, fellow teammates and coaches and opponents and everyone involved in the sports world, are without excuse at the end of the day. They can look at Kurt Warner's life and see the Lord Jesus living powerfully through them, and they are without excuse. They can't help but say, "Oh, that is the Lord. What do I do with it next?" And that's the kind of witness you have been throughout your years, and I just praise God for that. And I want to continue to encourage you, however it goes here, the rest of the season, the rest of your career, that you are a living, walking light for the Lord Jesus Christ that way.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Our guest today has been Kurt Warner, the outstanding quarterback with the Arizona Cardinals, and we really are blessed to have him here with us on Sharing the Victory.